This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. At the trial of the officers charged in Elijah McClain's death, a use of force expert went through clips of body camera footage from the night of the encounter. The prosecution asked Dr. Mark Brown to give his opinion on whether the officers' actions in the recordings complied with Aurora police training. He says the clips show they did not.
They were still not treating his complaints to breathe like a medical emergency. There was still no adjustment at that point. And they were holding him and pinning him in place, the same position that he said he complained of having trouble breathing in. And then any movement he made to try to adjust himself was treated as resistance.
The trial will continue on Tuesday. An exhibit about Colorado's Black history opens today at the Museum of Boulder. Adrian Miller helped lead the planning.
I'm hoping that it's a gateway for people to delve more deeply into Colorado's Black history and then just understand the ways that we have felt so many barriers, but we still manage to triumph and we assert our humanity.
And a disclosure, Adrian Miller is on CPR's board of directors. Flags will be at half staff after a Colorado Springs parole officer was killed on duty last night. Authorities have identified her as Officer Christine Sandoval. A second parole officer was also struck but has already been released from the hospital. They were trying to contact a suspect when the officers were hit. Colorado Springs police arrested a 41-year-old after the incident. Thanks so much for tuning in this Friday. You're listening to CPR News.